This book is dedicated to you, my darling. Curious, hopeful, determined you. Introduction. Right on time. Ready, set, jump! I can still picture my younger self holding hands with my sister Halla, counting down, and then jumping feet first into the town pool, screaming our heads off. We did it! Well, now, I watch my two daughters do the same thing at the beach, launching themselves off the pier into the sparkling water below. Boy, taking a big leap when you're a kid is easy, isn't it? Oh, and it's so much fun. But later, as we get older and tethered to the world we've built, jumping can be a lot harder and scary. So we stay put. No butterflies, no wind in our hair, no big splash. Bummer. Chances are there have been times in your life when you've wondered if things could be different, better. You gaze into that imaginary water and think, should I just go for it? Will I drown? Am I crazy? Those big and even small jumps can feel risky. After all, if making any sort of leap was simple, most of us would have already done it by now. Who doesn't want to exist on a richer, deeper, more joyful level? But redrawing the blueprints of our life tends to be a someday project, rolled up and set aside as we focus instead on making it through the week. If only there were a pause button so we could do some deep thinking, or even better, an extended time out for transformation. But the truth is, we stay relentlessly busy juggling family, work, friendships, and on. Most of us only daydream about a bolder, brighter existence. It's easy to forget or deny that we are the architects of our destiny. As leadership coach Shailaja Sharma writes, no matter the difficulties you may be facing, remember, you are still a conscious creator of your life. I've always been interested in and inspired by conscious creators, people who've managed to pivot in ways that result in a meaningful rebirth of the heart and soul. How did they do that? What powered that courage? Fortunately, over the course of my decades-long career as a journalist, I've spoken with some of these incredible people, artists, entertainers, innovators, spiritual leaders, and deep thinkers, those who have faced moments of intense doubt and responded with great courage. What I've learned from each of them is this: change is not only exciting, it is essential. And the right changes happen right on time. I had just turned 60 when change tracked me down and stamped the big red right time on my heart. Bam! The message was loud and clear, and you know what? I was ready for it. It was the right time. Truth was, I'd been allowing myself for a few years to wonder what my world would feel like if, after 26 years, I parted ways with the Peacock, if, for the first time, I didn't renegotiate my contract. Would I desperately miss NBC and my beloved coworkers? If I left journalism, how would I continue to connect with people and stay current? Anyone in my position who's enjoyed a meaningful professional life wrestles with the idea of moving on from the routine and the rewards that years of hard work have brought them. And I did struggle for a while pondering my exit, but always postponing it. After all, my various positions at NBC were so different. Dateline, co-hosting Today with Kathy Lee, then Savannah, then Jenna. My work life never felt stale. There was no yawn. Time just kept flying by, and I felt fortunate to have the very best jobs in television. But after I adopted my kids, my perspective on work and everything changed. How could it not? Like anyone who's experienced parenthood for the first time, I fell head over heels in love with my children. My heart totally grinched out. It grew three sizes after I met those babies. Instantly, my priorities forked in a profound way. Work was still important, but now I had two little cuties filling up my mommy bucket I'd dreamed of for so long. Family had always been important to me, but now I was raising my own. And I wanted to do it well and on my terms.